You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I gave her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What?
Yes, attention all Walmart shoppers. We have 30% off of everything for Jews. But you guys need a discount anyway, you big nose pricks.
Oh!
Or something like,
Frozen taco shells. Handball for Puerto Ricans.
Wow. Creepy Clinton.
Yeah. Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yes. Yes.
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I love the Jersey Jerks.
Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network. Make sure that you give us a like on Facebook. It's very important. like the Jersey Jerks fan page. It's very, very fun. You know that we would be live right now. Also, we are on Twitter. Make sure to go to the page and donate money, because we like money. And we'll give you stuff if you do it, which is always a plus.
Don't promise shit. We can't.
We will. We will do it.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The panties, if anything. The panties.
Oh, okay. You got the panties ready? All right.
I just bought a whole brand new stash of panties.
You're going to give them new panties or you give them the old panties?
I'll wear them first.
Are you going to wash them afterwards?
No, you got to give the old panties, the panties you don't want anymore.
Yeah, they want to they want it nice and worn. They want to see some...
Warm?
Worn.
Worn?
Warm.
No, please.
They want you to shit your
A nice steaming pile of crap.
That would be so gross.
No, they want to see, you know, wear and tear on it.
Wear and tear?
Yeah.
Some fading?
Yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
A little
fading. I'm trying to think. I'm like... I don't know. I don't know about that. But make sure you give us a call at 856-31-4500. Marco's here, so the phones are all up and ready to go.
Skype name, Jersey Jerks.
Skype name, Jersey Jerks.
Rather you Skype in.
Skyping is better.
Sure is. Yeah, is that okay that I'm the only one that is allowed to do the phones?
What do you mean?
Is that okay?
What? I don't get it.
Well, when I'm not here.
Oh, it was in the email.
Well, I don't know how else we're going to do it. You take your laptop with you.
Put it on the laptop.
Who's going to do it?
Well, Missy can answer the phone.
Yeah, just get out your cell phone number. We'll just put the fucking phone up to the mic.
Yeah.
I mean, I could download Skype on my computer, but if Andrew Lisa's not calling, I really don't give a fuck.
Andrew Lisa has always got really good things to put into the show. He has not called in a very long time. What's going on?
He's a dad now.
So?
Well, I mean...
He's a busy man.
Yeah, there's a lot more... I mean, he's never here anymore. He's a dad now. I don't know if his son's aware that you're his dad yet, but...
And also, if you have any other nice things to say, comments, or anything else, you can email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com.
Yeah, you can email us. Speaking of...
Because we care.
Because we care.
No, we don't.
And we want to get you... The listener involved in the show.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we prefer to just sit there and listen and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Segwaying to our next point. We got an interesting email from one of our loyal listeners, Jeff Riok. J-Rock.
J-Rock. And a heezy.
He's a piece of shit. He's an asshole.
It was more like a scolding.
Yeah.
It was unwarranted advice.
He sounds very scary to me.
That's the wrong word. It wasn't unwarranted.
I don't remember asking him. Like, that's what I mean by unwarranted. Like, that's why.
All right, I see what you're saying.
And listen, as much as I appreciate constructive criticism like the next person, which I do, almost everything that he listed in there we had talked about. So I was a little perturbed in the fact that...
Oh, big words!
In the fact that we had already discussed this, so I was like, he listens live, but does he only listen live for like 5 minutes? Because it's already been accomplished.
Here's our research.
That's what I mean, so I was confused because it was like, are you listening to shows from a year ago? Because... You're off the map, son. Like, what are you doing?
Should research some better advice.
Chris is not a fan of the advice.
I haven't read the email.
I know. The only people that read the email were me and Marco, actually.
All right, well,
I gave a Cliff Notes version to the guys, which right, is
so,
wrong.
So let's go Cliff Notes. Let's go through the email then. Let's dissect this.
Let's dissect Jeff Riox.
He's gonna love this.
It
all right.
Does.
So it starts out with there are a lot of little things that can be done to improve the quality of the show.
Okay.
Without changing the essence, if you will.
So far, I'm on board. Let's do it.
The essence.
All right. The first rule of podcasting is timeliness and consistency.
What?
The first rule of podcasting is timeliness.
No.
I thought the first rule of podcasting is
you don't talk about podcasting. Yes, I love Chris.
Is there any reason you have to yell that?
Yeah, really.
Yes, I was excited.
Christ.
You just wet the
next time I'll go like this and scream it.
Since when are the rules to podcasting?
The rules of podcasting is there are no rules.
There's unwritten rules, Chris. There is no rules.
No set.
Well, what was the first rule again? Before
you don't talk about podcasting.
No. What he wrote.
Timeliness, and consistency.
Timeliness and consistency.
Okay, I think we and this
we're
is where
consistently bad, and we consistently start at 8 o'clock on Thursdays, even though today's a Wednesday. And I'm saying it.
We are wrong. We are off.
We're right. A day early.
We're early today.
Not consistent.
So I know this is where he's going with it. The business of not uploading the show until the following Thursday morning is garbage.
Oh, fuck your mother.
There's really no excuse for it, and it needs to stop.
Well, I don't sit around polishing guns all fucking day, so I'm not in front of a computer all goddamn day.
At a minimum, the show should be uploaded over the weekend.
You know what? Fuck off, because I'll tell you what. Every other show on this fucking network, their show comes out a week later. Like when Rob, I don't know, does Rob still do his shows?
Yeah, every Monday.
Every Monday, and it doesn't come out till the following Monday.
No, he does his shows on Thursday.
And then he has them on Monday.
Okay. So, what's the big deal?
My question to him is, if he's listening to it live, why the fuck does it matter when it's uploaded?
That's a good point.
I don't think he's worried about. I think he's trying to say for people that download it.
But everybody else that downloads it knows to download it on Thursday or knows to download it on Wednesday. They know when it comes out.
At this point, they should know. That it's not going to come out.
Well, for the longest time, they didn't know that we switched days. So it was like, well, it's your fault for not being a fan.
God.
Let's see where we're at here. Well, listen, we're all busy. This isn't our full-time job. We all work jobs. We all have social lives. Well, you three do. I don't do shit anymore.
Who's you three? These two.
But we all have shit to do.
Right.
Yeah, you have shit to do all weekend. I normally work all weekend. But when you get me the show, there's no point in putting it up. If you can get it to me on Tuesday, putting up Tuesday 1 week. If you don't get me until Wednesday, put it on Wednesday. If I'm stupid, I just put it up Thursday every week because I know I'll have it by then.
Right.
So he's saying this allows fans and listeners who couldn't listen to the live show to respond to stuff that you said on the show before the next episode.
To go into the past.
Okay, and you know what? I don't have a problem with that point.
It's a good point.
But, again, there's nothing that can be done about it, really. So, it is what it is.
So, if you all wanted to respond to said email or phone call, it would be on the next show, i.e. fans can interact with you in a timely fashion. Bottom line on this point is, get the show out as soon as possible after recording.
Well, I'm going to fuck with them because what I'm going to do is when I go to edit this show, I'm going to cut this whole segment out and I'm going to paste it in 3 weeks from now. Your show for 3 weeks from now.
What I'm going to do is every time you send me the show, I'm not going to upload it. And then one day I'm just going to upload like 30 shows.
A big backlog of shows.
Because Chris don't give a fuck.
Nobody likes you here, man.
Along that same line, how about some goddamn redundancy of some kind? Why is it that Marco, the only parent among you, and thus most likely to have missed the show, is the only one who can log into Skype and accept phone calls?
Because he has the laptop.
Yeah, he's got the laptop.
Because Marco takes his laptop and his webcam home every day. After the show, every Thursday.
But what's he complaining about that for? He don't call in. He called in, once?
One time.
Once, and he's probably been listening two or three years.
Like I said, he's not complaining on behalf of himself. He thinks...
In general, it'll
help us. Because he really, truly likes the show.
How many times has a shitty phone call just brought the show to a complete fucking halt?
Perfect example, Ari Spears.
He's what made us stop doing interviews.
Yeah, after that,
thank God for the bishop.
Thank you. Yeah, right.
No, the phone calls, 90% of the time, are garbage. They add nothing to the show. They're not even listening half of the time when they call in.
Right.
So who gives a fuck about the phones?
Right.
Who gives a fuck?
You got a fucking problem with that.
And if they really want something to say, they can call 856-381-4500 and leave
a voicemail. What's the matter with you people? You deaf? Answer the fucking phone.
Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the air.
It's worth noting that if one of the hosts has to miss the show, having a listener call in and substitute as a fourth or a person calling in, you all sound like you're in a bathroom huddling around a single mic, and it makes it difficult to hear. That's why we don't push the phones as much.
Yeah, we don't push the phones.
Wait. I'm confused. Did he just say if one person misses the show, we have a fourth on the computer, on Skype?
Fourth
Yeah, it sounds like that.
When did we do that?
We never done that.
No.
So
I think he's suggesting that we should do it.
That we should do that.
No.
Yeah, well, right, that still entails a computer to be here. So if I miss and I can
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
And I can do it from home.
Marco is our IT guy,
but
man.
But my computer's with me.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it doesn't matter. I could download Skype to my computer
and hook
it up.
Really
but
to.
Who
but you're
cares?
A dick, so right.
Who cares? The phones are garbage.
Right.
It's not worth it. Because
seriously, who are we going to have on the phone to be a fourth? Andrew Lisa? Okay, that would be great.
But then there's a delay.
Rob Sprance? That would be great, too.
Bang
but there's a delay.
There's
you
a
don't,
delay.
You don't want... If we're going to have somebody on the show, I want them in studio or not at all.
Right. It's not real time. There's a delay, and then you have to wait for their reaction. And then when you don't hear it, someone might be inclined to speak over the dead air, and then you hear the response. It's
right.
Like,
yeah, when I called in before, there was a mad delay. Remember, I couldn't even hear you guys.
Yeah, not to mention when we had the bishop on the phone, him and his wife, a few weeks back, before their call was dropped, when they got back on the phone, there was a constant clicking noise behind them.
That's because...
And we could not get rid of it. Because of, you know, whatever the case may be, we don't know what it is, but it's not foolproof. There's always an issue.
I know what it was. Both Skypes have to be the same version, that's all.
Okay.
But you can't guarantee that with anybody.
Yeah.
Right, but I mean... That's,
sir, can you hang up your phone,
sir,
download the new version of Skype, and then call back?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is stupid.
Fucking internet.
Well, we could tell them that beforehand, though.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't that a pain in the ass though, to tell
but
somebody?
For, yeah,
oh, we,
for
we're
an interview,
need you to download
if it was
Java
an interview,
script,
yeah.
For an interview, you can ask them to do that. If it's just a random phone call,
well, you know, in the beginning of the show, what Skype we're using?
No, we don't encourage phone calls.
Yeah, call 856. Yeah, call 856-381-4500 only if you have Skype version 8.326.
What the fuck?
There's somebody I want to call in right now. He can't Skype. He would Skype in, but he can't Skype in because he's having internet issues.
Okay. Is it Jeff?
No, it's not Jeff.
Fucking internet.
And I'm hesitant to tell him to call.
No,
in.
Tell him to call in. I love phone calls. If he wants to talk about what we're talking about, tell him to call
in. Yeah, we're being jerks.
No,
it's our job.
I don't think he wants to talk about that. It's something else.
What?
If he's gonna
I don't think he's listening.
Stop fucking with the flow, Holmes. All right, I'm moving on.
I'm just saying. He's calling for you, miss.
I don't call just to call and not say anything. That's here's my list. Don't fucking call.
Is it Pedro?
Just to call and be like, hey, what's up? Yeah?
Love your show.
Stay in the rhythm of what we're doing here. Like when Andrew Lisa is a perfect example of what a phone call should be. Even if we're already past the point, he'll call and be like,
Andrew Lisa would be a perfect fourth member.
He would.
In the case of needing.
Who got fired?
Well, no, if someone wasn't here.
He goes into that.
Get the fuck out!
If possible, to feed all the mics into the computer, handling the Skype, because when a person calling in, all you sound like you're in the bathroom, huddling around, blah, blah, blah.
I agree with that.
And through the audio sound. Okay, so we got all that. Okay, the second rule of podcasting.
Jesus.
Ready?
You don't talk about podcasting.
Keep shit moving.
Do it. Do work.
Keep shit moving.
Come on, Marco. Get off your phone.
Keep shit moving.
Keep shit moving.
If it's funny and you guys are... riffing nonstop, that's one thing. But if it gets really old, really fast, and there's a lot of dead air or low energy, comments, I'm not saying morning zoo energy levels.
That's Marco's dream.
Morning zoo?
Hey, guys!
Whatever pays the
bill. Hey, ho, ho, ho! You're the ninth caller!
Hey, whatever pays the bill.
Yeah, nothing.
A real job.
Yeah, right.
But you at least need to sound like you're awake, alert, and in the loop.
What are we supposed to sniff coke before we do the show?
I'm down.
you fucking heathen.
Man, Breaking Bad, it's all your fault.
He gives an example how we went on about the gay athletes sports that we, people. Yeah, that we thought might have been gay, and that bit went on too long.
What?
When did
gay,
we do that?
Gay?
We
what?
Did it a while,
like a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Again,
I don't take that long to upload a show. It wasn't a year. I didn't just upload last year's show.
Jesus Christ.
Is this email like? Is this email like? This email's not timely and consistent. This should have came out a year ago.
Yeah, where were you a year ago? Yeah.
Would you have this saved? Like, what?
Yeah, so far, everything he's talked about, we've had a meeting off air and discussed all of this.
he's telling us to improve shit from a year ago. It's like telling Drew Brees, you know, when you were on the Chargers, you really stunk.
Yeah, you're right, exactly.
The fuck?
Yeah. Now, as far as how to keep shit moving, have show notes or an outline handy.
we got it, Jeff.
A lot of people use Google Docs for this. Is there a good week?
We Google use Docs. Google. I Google Doc you guys every week.
Yeah, yes, you and do. I would appreciate you clean up after yourself.
A lot of docking going on. Third rule of podcast. You ready?
Oh, God.
Actively engage your listeners.
Fuck me.
We hate people.
People are shallow, attention-seeking pigs. True. And if you feed them a little...
Marco, you don't have to talk about yourself yet.
I talk about myself all the time.
You're just shallow.
If you feed... Absolutely. If you
You're
feed them a little...
flaming cunt.
If you feed them a little, they'll love you forever.
What do you want us to feed?
Oh, you feed us, we'll love you forever.
Johnny Trejo.
One good way to engage them is simply encourage people to call and email the show. We do.
We
That's
do.
We do that.
Every beginning of the show, Missy right. gives out, or Marco, or Chris, or myself... In the 4 years, everybody took turns doing the intro. We all give out the info.
You'd be surprised how far little engagement will go.
This one, I'm aware.
This will not happen overnight, though, Chris.
I feel like he's never listened to the show before.
See, isn't this confusing? Because I know that he listens live because you text him. But is he, like, I'm confused. Do you text him, this is what we're talking about? Do you have something funny to say about it?
No.
Like, it sounds like he doesn't listen to the show.
No,
I don't care!
He's always in the chat room. He's always in the chat room.
Does he listen to it on
He puts
mute?
It on mute and masturbates to Missy.
That's gross. Please don't
does,
do that if you're
like,
doing that.
Please
like
stop.
Please stop.
I don't want that. I don't want to engage you in that way.
He does love some Missy.
Apparently, he came all over the sun visor.
Oh my God.
I usually finish in my hand and just throw it at her.
Oh, going. Let me just backtrack a little bit. He does say something about missing the show for concerts.
Again, year ago. When's the last time I did that?
Tomorrow.
That's bullshit. We're not doing. That was perfect.
You cannot skip out on a show for a concert. Why not? We're not. You don't get paid. I mean, shit happens. Life happens.
I mean,
you know, if you want to go to a concert, go to a fucking concert. There's four of us here. Three of us can do the show.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that bad.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
What?
There's four of us here. Three of us could do the show.
No, because
every time you do a show, somebody new could be listening. And if one of us is missing, they may not like the show.
Yeah, I like when it's
That's
all.
Good
however,
That's a good
however,
point. That is a good point.
Try. I mean, listen, if it's somebody you really wanted to see, go see them. But
Absolutely.
If you're seeing some band for the 19th time that plays in this area once a month,
then no, I'm an asshole. Yeah. We discussed this again.
Yeah.
It's been discussed.
But let's I want to point this out to Jeff. We moved the show today from tomorrow because people had things to do, and we still wanted to give the listeners what they wanted. Which
if you
us.
Want to give the listeners what they want, pull a tit out.
I'm not going to sexually objectify myself.
That's what they want. Those are my three big rules. Some less important, but still significant things. Why do you have a camera tuned on for the live show? The picture quality is such garbage that it looks like it's being filmed on a cell phone
well,
camera.
Well, donate. We'll get a GoPro in everybody's fucking head.
Dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I got a GoPro.
I want a GoPro.
I'm completely against the camera.
I know. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah,
of it.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's ridiculous.
We don't have to do it. Well, yeah. We don't have enough bandwidth.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's. I mean, we don't need a camera if you really want one.
I don't know.
If we could do something cool with it, I would be all about it, but it just sits on me. And I'm just sitting here.
Exactly.
And I'm not getting naked.
The live show audio quality is taking a dive since you started on the stream.
Could put a condom on it and just shove it somewhere. We'll call it tunnel vision.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't like the quality of the Ustream TV.
Oh, my God. This guy.
Come on. That's about I have the patience to write currently. But if this is well received, I'll be sure to let you know if there's anything else.
Well, listen.
Does he know us at all?
Nothing will be well received.
Ustream's free. If he wants to write us a check, we can get a better server.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, you're right. And Gomez says, why is the camera always on Missy?
Yeah,
would you rather it be on me?
It's either me or Marco. We can take a vote in the chat room and we'll move it. Whoever wants Missy. Marco, put one. Whoever wants Missy, put two.
Or they could just write the name.
Fuck it. I want to do it now. Get it on to Marco.
Are you off your fucking meds or something?
Oh.
Wait, was Marco on it or were you on
brain.
Shop is a fucking cue ball.
Like it's a fucking phone call. Press one.
Jimmy in the chat room says, tell him to go fuck and kill himself.
Yes, Jimmy! We love you!
I'm not saying all that.
No, no, no. We like Jeff. We're just busting his balls. So is that it?
That's basically it. Enough. Right. Yeah, I didn't read it word for word, but that's...
No, it was a good...
I'd like to know what Jeff writes during the show.
Me too.
I think you should start reading comments off the message board.
I think so, too.
I'm just curious. Because you never know. It could be getting as great
advice. I'm curious to what people are chatting about.
Yeah,
probably anything but us.
Ustream people don't want to bother going in, signing up, and going in the chat. Like,
what's wrong? Be dedicated. If you're going to do it,
listen, when we had a chat room, there was 30 people in the chat room.
Get those.
Wow.
Well, for us, that's your
go to Ustream, make sure that you sign up, and talk to us. We'll engage you. We want to hear what you have to say. Oh, yeah, get involved.
We'll engage you, all right.
If the phone calls suck, then you can text, for Christ's sake, and we'll read it. Jimmy, you fucking rule.
All right.
Or you can go and like our Facebook page and leave your comments on there.
You can tweet us. We're all over the place.
Yeah, you know what? If you're not going to do that for us, do it for Missy. She sweat her tits off putting that fucking page together.
I really did.
Right.
And I'm still sweating my tits off.
Big check with those big, big titties.
So that's the email.
All right, so wrap up the email.
Fuck you.
How's that response even?
But please, send us more comments.
Yeah, right.
Check in with us 6 months later with another follow-up email.
And make sure that you're up to date.
Yeah. Wait 6 months and then check in for 2012 and let us know what we were doing wrong.
Can you just email me the rest of this story?
Oh, my God.
Again.
Yeah, so... Dun, dun, dun. Jeff Rowey of World.
You're right over there. You having a stroke?
Well, he told us last week.
Oh,
he
said it.
That never gets old, by the way.
Just like my God.
What the fuck, man? That's hilarious. Well, I knew that wasn't going to be well received.
Well, look, we appreciate the feedback.
Always.
But don't fucking worry about it.
We got this.
We got this.
Word.
We got this. You think we'd be doing this still after 4 fucking years if we didn't have a clue what we were doing? We got you listening.
Not for long.
Whatever the fuck ever.
You're right. We just spent a half an hour talking about him. I'm sure he's shit his pants.
We engaged the fucking listener. Point taken.
And they like to hear themselves...
These people are shallow.
You get the fuck out of here. Peace, fucker.
That is fucking funny.
Boom.
Boom.
Done.
Boom.
Got that out the way.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah. And stay tuned. I should have this show loaded in about 3 or 4 weeks.
That's not very timely.
We're consistent.
Wait, what rule was that?
That was rule number one.
Rule number one.
You actually probably played in part with rule one through nobody gives a shit.
I don't care.
I think we're experiencing rule number three right now.
Yeah.
Oh, we're, what are we, beating a dead horse?
Yeah. So I think it's time to boom, go into our Google Docs.
Move it on.
And move on to the next subject. Which is?
We should take like a music break before between each topic. Like
we should. That's what they
do. Just like the fucking bullshit radio shows.
We can play War of the Roses.
No.
Or what's another one they do? What's another one they do?
Dude, that's the most famous one. You're talking about shit that I don't listen to.
I only know about it because I hear ONA talk, Buster Ball.
Yeah, because it's fake, apparently.
Yeah, it's all fake. Yeah, it's a company that hires out actors to do it for you.
It's really stupid.
Yeah, I'm over it.
They've been doing it for years.
Forever. For like 20 years. We could do like a Loveline talk.
Oh, yeah?
I love Loveline. I just listen to it all the time. Shit.
How about new?
Did you ever listen to Loveline?
Are you talking about the show that was on MTV?
Dr.
Yeah,
Drew?
But it used to be on a radio station when it was on the radio, it was awesome. It was less awesome on MTV.
Start your own podcast, miss, and follow the rules.
No, I don't follow rules.
No, you don't.
I'm bad. Bad to the bone.
You're naughty!
All right, so... George Zimmerman?
Oh, you want to go right into that, huh?
Yeah, that was George Zimmerman. Fucking hilarious.
Okay.
All right, George Zimmerman is going to fight DMX.
He lost a touch, it sounds like.
Yeah.
He's a fucking chihuahua now.
Yeah, he's broke. Poor DMX. I can't believe he's going to fight George Zimmerman.
Well, give the backstory, how this all happened.
There's a Philly, I don't know if he's Philly, he might be national. He promotes...
out of Delaware County.
Yeah, he promotes out of Delco. What up, classy. So, Damon Feldman, he got this idea in his head that he was going to... He's been shooting it around for weeks now at this point.
He was just trying to find a black person broke enough to fight George
Pretty
Zimmerman.
Much, yes. Because he
You
was,
figure they would be standing in line to whoop that guy's ass.
They are. The game wanted to get involved.
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
These rough running niggas. These niggas is for real. Dog. That's my man. But I heard these niggas supposed to be like locking down the industry on some
this
power
so
shit. Dog. That's my man's in it. So what I'm doing, my man's in him is doing. Because,
boom.
That's my man's in him. You know.
I feel you.
Now you feel me.
I feel you.
You feel me?
So you know, when you fucking with me, you fucking with. Just don't listen. Why must you be hard headed?
Boom!
Try to explain.
I like how we're just letting the song fly.
I know. I'm like,
who doesn't love DMX?
Yeah. This used to be the shit.
Still is.
God, it's so good. Oh, feel that bass? Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Alright, so that was interesting. So George Zimmerman, everybody knows, you know, killed Trayvon Martin. So the black community is not too fond of him.
Sorry, go ahead.
Boom.
So, for weeks, they've been teasing the shit out that this was going to happen, and it's going to happen. And they announced it on Trayvon Martin's birthday, and it's DMX. Probably. I mean, in the 90s, he was one of my favorite rappers. He was very intimidating. He was a scary dude.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's going to be like now, but...
Broke.
Obviously very broke. I mean, he just got arrested like not that long ago and is like 85 Chevy Impala yeah. got like impounded. Yeah. He wow. played. He played this like smallest club in Philly, like small, so small. It's like 500 people.
What, a classroom?
Pretty much. It was bad. It sold out, but I mean,
yeah, in 2 minutes, two tickets mm-hmm. sold out.
And he played for an hour, and they said that he just doesn't have it anymore. He's just music is done. It sounds like. Mm. So now he's fighting. Celebrity, which I wouldn't actually call George Zimmerman a celebrity.
No.
I would call him Infamous. Controversy. Yeah. And that's what Damon's all about.
He's going to be in town for the press conference on the 12th.
I heard that they were going to do that on the West Coast. That's not true. Mm-mm.
That's not what I read today. And I also read that it's going to be in a only like 100 people will be allowed in there.
What? Like, how are they making money off of this?
Pay-per-view or something like that?
Oh, shut the fuck up.
No, they're not.
I would not pay for that.
You know how many brothers and sisters want to see him get his ass whipped?
I hear you, but, I mean, it's a pay-per-view going to be $10?
It's got to
be cheap.
It can't
be much.
Going to be $50?
Maybe it's going to be one of those internet things where you pay and like $5 and you sign on the internet. Something like that. I think they call it IPPV, internet pay-per-view.
Oh, I think you're talking
about. There's cream for that.
Yeah. There's, people are just saying that George Zimmerman's just going to punch DMX once and then shoot him. So there's
he only shoots unarmed black people. Well, DMX is going to be strapped.
He's going to have two pillows. I hope DMX is strapped.
It would be great if he just they get out to the ring, he takes his glove off and just shoots him right in the fucking head.
I hope he doesn't shoot him because I don't
want him
to get
a hero in jail. Hero.
Yeah. And he could claim self-defense. They should do it in Florida.
I wonder if DMX, after being in prison, is more hardened than before.
I would hope so. Well, then maybe what else is prison good for?
Well, maybe he'll knock Zimmerman down and fuck him in the ass.
I does not expect it.
That's one way to pay him back. I'm sure he'll never forget that shit.
You fucking faggot!
Oh, my God.
He won't forget it. Tell me he won't.
Oh, faggot in the room. Oh, fucking faggot.
Oh, George.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking...
It's foul.
Yeah, it is a little wild.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of fucked up to make a mockery of the whole thing. I'll be honest with you. That kind of shit, the whole thing that went down, the case, I know this sounds horrible. I really don't care.
Okay.
I don't get involved. Like, you know, how am I going to care about something like that? I mean, it's something that happens every fucking day.
It happens all the time.
You know, just this one happened to be, you know, media frenzy. You know, but it happens all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure there's like at least one cop a day who accidentally shoots a black person. Shouldn't have.
Probably. You know?
That's not on the fucking news all the time, but I'm sure it happens. You know, that's more alarming than anything. I mean, this... It just sounds too fucking, I don't know. But this whole thing is just, it's just dumb.
It is.
I think DMX is going to come out wearing a hoodie with fucking, what's his name? I keep calling
Trayvon.
Is it Trayvon or Tavon?
Trayvon.
All right, because I get confused.
Trayvon Martin.
He's going to have his face plastered on a fucking
hoodie or something. Oh, absolutely.
I would hope so. I mean, he's black. He's got to stick with the other.
Nice drop in, Missy.
Some organization started a petition to make cancel the fight.
It's probably going to get canceled. I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening.
Who's going to cancel it?
I don't know. The government.
No, it's a petition that you can't.
Somebody will.
No, because if they did, they would have stopped his shitty fucking fight.
If they got 100,000.
That was a fucking disaster.
That was a disaster.
If they got 100,000,
I'm still waiting for the celebrities.
Didn't you lose that fight?
Nah. Yeah, he lost. He lost his dignity.
Respect. Respect from his friends.
Yeah. Fans of the Jersey Jerks. Listeners.
His wife. I lost her before that.
Oh. Money. Oh. Those big fucking disgusting pillow gloves. That was such a fucking joke.
But why are people who are petitioning to stop the fight?
I don't know. It just they don't want to see.
I think because the whole
he's making money off.
Yeah, and it's kind of also it's like making a mockery of it. I think it's funny. Like people will be like, "Oh, I hope DMX kills him," but he's got to literally take the pillow glove off and shank him. To do, you know what I mean? to do justice in other people's eyes, you hitting them with you know big fat fucking pillows. It's not really going to.
It's not
going to
hurt.
And you're going to have headgear on. You know. It'll rattle your head, but you ain't going to do anything.
Yeah, it's kind of making a mockery of the whole thing, I think.
But you say they make money off. How much money do they really make off of it?
Understand. Yeah, I understand.
And I hear you. He shouldn't profit from killing an unarmed kid, yeah, but...
You're not going to let anybody in the vicinity, the facility to watch the fight. How do you make money?
Pay-per-view? Exactly, yeah.
Pay-per-view? How are you going to guarantee these people money? You can't guarantee...
I know, it's weird.
$5-$10
unless the tickets are really expensive, to go to the event.
I don't know. They're gonna have to hire the fucking National Guard, because that guy won't get out of there alive.
I wouldn't think so. I mean, wasn't he in hiding forever?
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah.
So I don't.
He should stay in hiding.
I don't know.
Yeah, the whole thing is bizarre. Yeah. But
it's sad, but at the same time, it's like, you know, who knows? Maybe it won't even get to that. Maybe. When he pulls up and gets out of his car, he's going to get shot in the parking lot.
Yeah.
I could see that happening.
You know what I mean? People could wait. I mean, DMX and his few members of his entourage left that are all living on the street together. They might, you know, they might take it. I don't know if they have guns anymore, dude. I don't know if they can afford bullets and shit. They probably have, like...
Go pick that bullet up!
They probably have, like, Campbell soup can lids. Just slice them up with it, you know?
Yeah. We got a phone call on the line.
Oh, no.
Awesome.
Yeah. You're live on the air.
Hey, it's Dr. Steve.
Hi, Dr. Hello. Steve.
What's up?
How you doing, bud?
I'm good, man. I'm having to call my fucking cell phone because my internet service is down. I pay for 100 megabit per second service, and I'm now getting 1.5.
That dial-up's a son of a bitch, isn't it?
It's some shithead in my neighborhood playing Warcraft is what the ISP tells me. So anyway.
That's awesome.
What's up, Dr. Steve?
Yeah, so how's it going? Missy hadn't seen you since you fucking ditched me in the West Village.
I know. I'm sorry.
He got mugged and everything.
Okay, so she just said she's sorry, so she's copping to it, so I can't say anything.
I understand anything where you're coming from. My intentions were not to ditch you. I was going to come back, but then I had to go catch my train.
Yeah, because Pedro was chasing her.
Okay. But have you told the story on your show? Because I'd be happy to tell it.
You can tell it.
Yeah, tell the story.
We were on, what was it? But it was Rob's Francis show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hole, which has now become, I never told Rob this, but I never listened to his show before I was on it.
And, well, don't worry, he doesn't listen to us, so we'll never know.
I really like it. I mean, I really like his show, and I'm pissed now that I didn't listen to it before. And it was really fun being on there, and I got to sit next to Missy, and, you know, I got... she has great tits, by the way. I guess that's well.
Thank you.
I told her today they have their own aura.
and her boyfriend, Jesus, is just the nicest guy, and so, you know, we were going to go out and eat afterward, and there's some Mexican place right next to the cellar. And we just kind of walked down there, and it's like, well, let's go eat, and food and drinks are on me. And we were talking to you guys live. I remember that.
Yeah, right? We were.
And I handed it was on Missy's phone. I handed her the phone. I said, I'll go in and get a table, and when you guys are done talking to Marco and the rest of the crew, come on in. And I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and, you know, I figured that you guys were just having a big conversation. 20 minutes later, I walk outside. Those two motherfuckers are just gone. Completely ditched me. Yeah, we'll be in, Dr. Steve. Yeah, we really want to hang out with you. And
they misunderstood you. They heard you say Mexicans, so they took a flight to Mexico.
Well, and, actually, the restaurant was really good. But, it was just whatever. It just, you know what? If you got to catch the train, you come in and say, hey, we gotta go.
That's right. Fucked up.
I was drunk.
That's a huge cunt move.
Oh, is that? Okay. Then that's a pretty damn good
You remember, I was, I was walking around with the beer, and all the people were like, yeah, that girl knows what she's doing. I was just walking around with a bottle of beer gave me.
Because you were deep-throating it.
Oh, my God. So I was a little loopy. Because I drank four martinis before I was even on the show.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, well, shit. See, I didn't know that. I know you and I both drank a couple of beers.
And then I drank a couple of beers while we sat on the show.
Jesus. Oh, well, we'll do it again next time.
Yeah, please. When do you plan on being in New York again?
Sometime in March. I was the thing I want you to know is I was never pissed. And it was just funny. It was like I got ditched by Missy and Jesus.
He was texting me, and he's like, really, you fucker? I was like, my bad.
That's great.
I never get mad at the big booby girls anyway.
Why, thank you.
Now, by the way, you have a great bedside manner.
All right, well, what's going on? Anything? Is that it? Am I done?
This isn't the Gong Show, Doc.
plug your show, Doc.
Yeah,
plug your show.
Yeah, why don't you plug the show?
Oh, yeah. Well, Weird Medicine on the Riotcast Network. And, we've had Marco on at least once or twice.
Yeah.
And, I would like to do more kind of cross stuff with you guys anyway, because there are shows, even though they have completely different subject matter, kind of have the same sensibility.
Yeah, I agree.
Fuck everybody.
I agree.
So, we should do more together. But anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
We should.
But, I appreciate. And also, we're on Sirius XM, 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. But good news coming on that, because people have been pissed. I don't know how pissed they were, because I don't know how many people actually listen. But people had texted me saying that they were disappointed that we weren't playing on Sunday morning and Monday morning. And there's good news coming down the pike for everybody. Even something good's going to happen with Eastside Dave on Sirius XM too. I have a good feeling about that.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, don't forget about the little guys when you make it big. You know.
Don't forget about boobs.
Hey, don't ditch us.
Well, thanks to Missy's dickhead move, Dr. Steve's going to leave us in the wind.
No.
Now here's the thing. When we got our show on Sirius XM, I told my partner PA John we are going to be buying a condo in Midtown Manhattan within a year. And then I got the contract, and it was, well, first we did the first 3 years for free, and we bitched and bitched about it. I said, well, what other content provider requires you to do work for free? And then they started paying us, and we get like $150 an episode. After I pay taxes on that, it's $80 an episode, and then I have to split that 60-40 with PA John, so it would be a pretty shitty fucking condo in Midtown Manhattan.
That would be a box on the side of the road.
There's actually, homeless people actually make more money than that in one day.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's only an hour a week, so it's not that big of a deal, but, whatever.
Yeah.
We really thought we were going to change our lives doing doing radio, and
apparently
that only happens to certain people.
Yeah.
Never give up.
Yeah, the certain people. I agree. People yeah. with unlimited resources.
And talent. And
people with lots of money. Yeah, talent.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm just hoping for a reality show. I can do one season. It'll flop. We'll get canceled, but I can pay off my bills.
There you go.
There you go.
I like that.
There you go.
And everyone... If that ever happened, everyone on Riotcast would be on there, by the way, just,
holding you to that.
Yeah. We'll even make up, horrible illnesses that you could talk
about. Yes. It'll all be complete horseshit.
It'd be like, Doc, I have this huge boil on my balls. What do I do about it?
Here comes the scalpel.
Great, another circumcision. I don't need that.
All right, boys and girls. Well, I'm waiting for Netflix to boot back up, and I'm hoping
I'm glad we can kill some time
to watch
for you. Thanks for calling in, Doc. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy. Have a great night.
All right. See ya.
Missy, always forgiven.
All right, good.
Tell Jesus I said hello.
I will. That's okay, Alexa.
See you. See you, Doc.
Okay, bye-bye.
Dr. Steve from Weird Medicine.
Everything's forgiven.
I love Dr. Steve so much.
You ever hear his theme music?
Yes, I love it. I love it.
His theme music is the fucking bomb.
He's like one of the coolest people I've ever met in my entire life. I wish he lived near here. He's so much fun.
So you could ditch him and not have to.
Dude, I didn't have a choice.
He was going to pay for dinner. He better never make the mistake of saying he's going to pay for me, Bob, and Chris's fucking dinner.
Okay.
We'll eat him out of house and home.
First of all, yeah, I was going to say, he ain't never going to offer that.
When he sees us,
he'll be like, look, I'll get you guys a fucking appetizer to split. If that's like, as good as
one pizza.
You have a good luck. $20 stipend. that's great.
We should try and get him on here in March.
He's going to be in New York. Well, yeah, I don't think he's going to come all the way.
He won't come here. We'll go to him.
Bumblefuck South Jersey to do.
We'll see.
Yeah. Maybe you can talk him into it.
Talk to him. I'll
He'll ditch us.
I'll
be there. We'll be promoting the shit out of
the
it.
Worst
Sorry, guys.
Say
I had to
now,
take
right?
a train back to Tennessee.
You're a huge cunt.
Why?
For ditching him.
Oh.
And your excuse was, I was drunk.
I was drunk. He knew that.
Well, that's okay.
Everyone on the street thought it was so funny. They were like, yeah, girl. You drank, and I'm like, dude,
except
it's New York.
Dr. Steve sitting at a fucking table by himself, yeah, looking like an absolute creeper.
He was not alone.
Table for three. 20 minutes later, it was just like his fucking
Seinfeld four.
That's the one thing. He was not alone.
He was not alone?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
He made it seem like he was alone.
Yes, because it makes the right, story
don't
better.
Divulge anything, okay, because... Now I'm curious.
So I was not a cunt.
Yeah.
I was not as big as a cunt as you may have thought.
At least you got street cred in New York, though.
Yeah, dude. I love New York so much. I want to go back. We should go back and be on Rob's show, like, now.
Yeah, let's go.
Like, tomorrow.
Well, figure considering none of us can do the show tomorrow.
Well, I'm, you know what I mean. Like, soon.
Okay. We'll work.
We should talk to Rob and get it working.
Get it popping.
We should.
Yeah, we'll get something going. People. We got to do something. It's been a while since we did a joint venture. Mm-hmm. Well, you did something, but
I'll go for the joint.
Yeah.
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 It's the joint.
Fucking doctor. What were we talking about when he called?
And we were just wrapping up the George Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah. We were just, yeah, it sucks. Anyway, it's not going to happen, him. And people are going to die.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Jeff. You totally dropped the ball on that one.
He's
already typing away another mad email. You guys didn't hear what I said.
You have to focus more.
How the quality of that phone sound? Better, right? It's a phone call. Yeah, it's as good as you're going to get.
But look. For all we know, Dr. Steve was fucking chin deep in some hooker snatch. Yeah.
Dr. Steve.
Dr. Steve.
Another life.
He's a fucking doctor. What is he worried about making money from SiriusXM? Yeah.
Because, man, even rich people need more money. You always will live like to the amount of money that you make. So, like, you'll always be in debt. You'll always, like, have
more money,
more
problems.
More money, more problems.
Word.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it.
Yep. You make the money, yeah. You get the bigger house, the mortgage.
Yeah, your car payment becomes $1,700 a month. Like, shit gets crazy.
Mm. Word, son. Preach.
I know. Do you guys want to take a break?
Is that what you like to do?
Yeah, let's take a break. We'll regroup and we'll come back.
You're the queen.
I am the queen.
Hold on, let me pull up Google Docs here. See what we're gonna do after the break.
We're gonna.
You got the outline.
We're gonna do
I got
a little,
the outline.
We're gonna do a little powwow real quick. We'll come back.
Can you put it on the big 52-inch screen?
Yeah.
So we know what we're doing next.
Okay. Next is fuck you. And after that is fuck you again.
And remember all the rules of podcasting. I think I'm going to do a blog about my rules of podcasting.
You should.
Show up when you feel like it.
I'm going to do the Missy rules of podcasting since I haven't blogged since November.
Cool. That works.
Yeah.
All right.
Something.
You want to jet?
Yeah. Let's take a break. Back. We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You want to talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And on mic.
Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Yo, everybody, we're back from our break. It was awesome. If you want to call in, 856-381-4500.
Or Skype name.
Or Skype name, Jersey Jerks.
Correct.
Correct, Amundo. Make sure you go on Facebook and like the new Jersey Jerks fan page. We are on Twitter. Follow us at Jersey Jerks. And email us at jerseyjerks@podcast.com.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice. Yeah, it was good. I'm getting better.
You all right? You sound like you're out of breath.
I ran up the stairs because I thought you guys were going to start without me. Yeah, so I was like, ah.
You wouldn't do that. What the fuck is that noise?
It was me.
I know, it's gone. It's like,
it's only
like a fucking.
You got your vibrator on?
Oops, I got that.
Check your purse.
My bad.
Jesus Christ.
Leave the silver bullet at home.
Big fat pussy.
It's purple.
What the fuck? Speaking of big fat pussies. Philip Seymour Hoffman died.
Oh, too soon, too soon.
I saw a picture of them. It was a still of them loading him into the ambulance.
Loading him into the dump truck.
That was a big fucking.
He was a large man.
Yeah, he was. I didn't realize how big he
was. He could have been a jerk.
Huh?
Holy shit.
Fucking bitch.
I'm just playing.
Jesus.
I'm playing. You're always self-loathing. I'm fat.
Yeah, we are self-loaded.
Yeah.
We don't need your help.
One, I can't be part of the group.
That hurt.
You call me a cunt on a regular basis. Man up.
Well, guess what? It's only going to get worse now.
I'm not surprised.
You fucked up.
I'm allowed to defend myself. There it is.
Biatch.
Biatch is all right. Cunt's all right,
bitches,
too.
Bitches are all right. Cunt's all right?
Yeah. So I'm not going to tell you the one that bothers me, because you'll tell it all the time.
Twat.
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 Nope. No, I'm not telling.
Snatch?
No, because I'm...
Goose face.
I'm not saying what it is, because then you'll do it all the time, and I don't want it.
Oh, you got to tell us.
No.
Yeah, come on.
No. I know yous.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's got to do with the vagina area?
No. I know titties? My vagina is beautiful.
Ass wipe?
Tits?
No.
Liar.
Not telling
boobies,
you.
Boobies, titties, cunt.
Whore.
Yep.
It's whore?
Whore? No way.
Oh, no.
That's the one that bothers me.
Really?
Right?
Listen, if the vibrator fits.
See? Why? Why do I become vulnerable? Why do I tell my secrets? Look, all I see is Fabio trying to find whore. Whore. He's like grinning. You're like the Kool-Aid man.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
That's not me.
There you go.
Right now.
Man. That's weird.
I know. I'm a weird chick.
There's like so much more harsh shit out there, and you're worried about whore?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Statistica, puttana!
I think it's residual effects from high school.
Really?
Yeah.
A long time ago, Missy.
I know. I gotta get over it.
You can let that go.
It's time to move on.
I didn't realize.
Maybe I'll blog about that. I'm gonna.
What's gonna be titled? When I was a whore.
Once upon a whore.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. So, Philip Seymour
Hoffman died. Philip Seymour
Hoffman. Let's just say P-S-H
died. What the fuck was
every
that?
Every time I try to see his...
died.
Yes.
Died.
That's what it sounds like.
Stroking out again.
It happens. Oh. So, he died. Heroin. Yes.
Yeah.
Unexpected from my point of view. I had no idea who's in the
drugs.
He
just got out of rehab.
No idea. I wasn't aware of his personal life at all.
You don't watch TMZ?
I don't. No. I have...
a life?
Better things to do with my time. TMZ is not reliable sometimes. So I just kind of stopped paying attention.
None of them are.
But yeah, when I found that out that he had a needle in his arm still, I was... shocked. Like
some good shit.
I teared up, man.
Did
I was
really?
Yeah.
Why?
I wasn't expecting it, and he was such a great actor.
I agree with that.
That I was like, whoa.
Yeah,
and he was so young. Like he would have been like an acting into his 80s had he not had an addiction.
I don't know.
He would die of a heart attack.
I mean, he always did great movies. He always picked great roles.
He really did have some great roles, honestly.
I don't know. I haven't seen much that he was in.
Really?
Yeah.
Along Came Polly.
Well, that was awesome. First of all, I mean, he was awesome in that.
I'll always shed a tear for Chardot.
Do you know this is true? This is a fact. He's the one who single-handedly is responsible for putting Chardot back on the map.
Really?
Yeah. Because of that scene in that movie, shart became a more commonly used term.
That was the first time I ever heard it in
a
my
lot
life.
Of people, yeah. A lot of people said the same thing, that for the longest time, you know, no one even knew what the fuck, like they never heard it before. When they saw that movie, it was like a new term.
Yeah.
So like Suburban Dictionary, I mean,
Suburban.
Didn't I do this before? Fucking feel like I'm
the
in a
white
Matrix.
Version.
I feel like I'm in a Matrix. Yes, the white version.
Oh my god, we have to make a Suburban Dictionary.
Holy
now.
Shit! I'm a fucking idiot.
Is being stupid contagious?
I think so.
It's possible.
I think so.
It's like yawning.
Jesus, Suburban Dictionary. Good God. Sorry,
so they credit him. Urban Dictionary credits Philip.
Well, they're the ones. I mean, they put that in there after that movie. It wasn't in there before the movie. I read this article about it, and you know, a lot of people even use that on their shows now, like radio shows use sharding and sharding sound effects and talking about sharding. I mean, before that, no one hardly ever spoke about it.
No,
ever.
I never. So, that was the first time.
That's
I
what
ever
he's known for. That's his legacy, sharding.
Sharding.
No, but he really did have great roles. Like, his role in Boogie Nights was awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. He was, like, he was such
creepiest,
a...
creepiest, awesome dude.
Yeah, that whole scene when he was trying to kiss Mark Wahlberg. And what was funny was Mark Wahlberg's reaction to it. He's like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? I'm so stupid. I'm so stupid. His role in The Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was awesome.
Classic.
Yeah, he was great in that. Mr. Lebowski. Dude. Mr. Lebowski has an offer for you. He thinks he found the people that soiled your rug. Mm-hmm. Could also be the same people that kidnapped Bunny.
Damn, you know your shit.
I love that fucking movie.
But again, those were secondary roles.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, what
yeah,
made...
Yeah,
what
secondary
what,
roles
Twister.
Were so good.
He was on Twister.
Yeah, he was in Twister.
But that was a little role.
Yeah, he was still funny in that shitty movie.
He was awesome as Lester Bangs and fucking... I just watched it on Monday,
I forgot
too.
The name of the movie. I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. The rock star movie.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I just watched it.
Whatever. God damn it.
Almost you guys Famous? Know Almost Famous. Yeah. There he was awesome in that.
Capote got him the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know,
like it got, I actually went through his like IMDb and he won like a good billion fucking awards for.
It's a new number.
Like a billion.
That's how many fucking bags of heroin they found.
Oh, my God.
Like a billion of them.
They did find a bunch.
70.
Jesus.
Yeah.
70, not including his prescription shit.
He was ready to have a party.
Yeah.
He asked out.
I'm going to inject heroin in my arm.
He did it as Capote. I wonder if he was doing his movie roles while he was injecting heroin.
I thought he was really good as Art Hale on Moneyball.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. There was another movie. It's not a mainstream movie. It was. I think it was called Before the Devil Knows You're Dead.
Okay.
It was him, Ethan Hawke, and I forget who the chick is. Hot chick, too. It's a really good movie. I recommend it if anybody, you know, gets a
chance
to.
I've never seen it.
It's really, really good. It's a fucked up movie. It's a dark, dark movie.
I love that shit.
But, yeah, I mean, the guy had some really choice roles, really.
Yeah, he really did.
And what's funny is he actually had a Showtime series coming out.
He did?
Oh.
Yeah, it was about to. It's in limbo now.
Of course.
I would say it's dead.
Yeah. It's dead. Yeah, it's dead in the water.
It's got a needle in its arm.
Do you feel bad?
Like, what,
I heard somebody say, why is everybody, you know, putting this guy on a pedestal?
Is that you saying that?
No, not me. Okay. No, I was reading
it. I actually feel bad for the guy.
Yeah. I totally do.
I feel bad for his family. Look, man.
Addiction's. It's what it is. It was an addiction. Of course I feel
You can
bad.
Say whatever you want, and I'm sure I've said it too, but when I say it about people, they're pieces of shit, and they probably deserve it. I mean, this guy, look, he obviously had problems, and it got the, you know, it took over and killed him, but, you know, you can't sit there and be like, oh, well, this guy had all the money in the world. What the fuck?
That doesn't matter.
You know what?
Nope.
Yeah.
He had more
Actually,
access to it.
It does matter. He has more access to
he
it.
Has
he,
more
has,
access
he can buy
to
whatever
it.
He wants.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, you can say what you want about the guy, but...
Addiction is blind, and it will take over anybody at any time. It happened when he was a kid.
Thank you,
Fortune
Cookie.
I can't see, goddammit.
Shut up.
They caught the two people that sold him the heroin.
Yeah, well, the one guy, apparently, he's also a musician.
Oh.
And who's actually played with some, you know, well-known acts. He's a, I don't know, blues guitarist or some shit like that.
Oh,
he actually
boy.
Has, like, an album and shit.
Jesus.
He has, like, a stage name, and then his name is Robert Vinberg, but his stage name is, like, Robert Allen. Hey, whatever the fuck you guys call it. So, yeah, I mean, this, you know, this guy, whatever, it's just...
He's going to be the fall guy for this.
Yeah, well, yeah. They apparently the autopsy came back inconclusive. They got to do some more testing.
Yeah, like the heroin.
You would think
that
needle sticking out of his arm said it best.
Seriously.
But, you know.
I mean, I'm sure it was something heart-related.
Imagine if it finds out that it was staged. Like, somebody killed him and then put the fucking needle in his arm. Like,
that would be fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
Especially if it was that, like, writer guy that found him.
Yeah, which, by the way, he's suing National Enquirer for saying that they're gay lovers.
I know. I saw that. He was flipping his shit.
Yeah, he was pissed.
He's a Philly guy.
Apparently. He's very mad about that.
Oh, he's
that.
From Philly? Maybe he's gay. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
Philadelphia. Never seen that movie with Tom
Hanks? Oh, da-da-da.
The birthplace of AIDS?
Pull your pants down.
Oh, my God.
Some gay stuff going on. Yeah, it's. I feel bad. I mean, you know, I wouldn't feel bad if Justin Bieber OD'd because he deserves it because he's a silly little cunt. But
well, he's just like a kid being a kid, essentially.
He's fuck. What? How old is he?
19.
He ain't a fucking kid no more.
Well, I mean, he's just, you know, surrounded by yes men and just doing anything.
All
he's
the
just,
money in the world.
Yeah, you're just
what
rebelling
you
what you do when you're 19 years old.
Isn't he Canadian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're trying to get him deported.
Once you hit 100,000 signatures on a petition, the administration, the president, they have to seriously look into it and see if they're going to deport.
Yeah.
That's just stupid. Well, he doesn't need to be deported. He needs an ass whooping.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't do anything that's deportable.
Like, the government is not exactly putting that on their top list of things to do. I'm sure it won't even get looked at for years, but... I mean, Justin Bieber is an asshole kid, but he's an asshole kid at the end of the day. He's not going to hurt anybody but himself right now.
Like I'm praying. I'm praying yeah. that he does.
I mean, he's just
fucking
like...
fucking chokes on that slizzerp.
Scissorp.
Got a slurpee?
Slizzerp.
Slizzerp.
That can go in Suburban Dictionary.
In Suburban Dictionary.
They don't have 7-Elevens in Suburban. They have nicer stores. You can all go fuck yourselves. Yeah, I don't know why people are trashing a guy, but, you know, whatever.
People that are uneducated, I think, at the end of the day.
You know what, it's what sucks is like, thankfully, I'm not related, or I don't think I know anyone that died of an overdose, but, you know, still, that hits home for a lot of people. A lot of people
Absolutely.
Have addiction problems, or people in their family with addiction problems, and it's just like, you know,
it's common.
Yeah, whatever it is, alcoholism. I mean, I'm addicted to food and cigarettes, so, you know, I'm addicted. I can't help it. You know, I can't stop eating. I can't stop eating. I would love to quit smoking.
I would,
but it's so difficult for me to quit smoking. You know, stress just takes over, and you're just so used to that cigarette when you're feeling, you know.
Preaching to the choir, man. I totally feel you.
So
sucks.
You know, I would be totally afraid to try heroin because I know I'm no stronger than anyone else. I'm sure I'd get addicted too.
Yeah, man.
You know, that shit apparently is like the worst. Once you do it, you're done. It's over.
I think you're like always like searching for that.
And you know
feeling.
What else? You know what else is crazy about people with addictions? Like, especially like drug addiction. You know, if they ever get into an accident and they have to go to a hospital, like, some of them can't even get pain medication because they'll fucking fall right off the wagon.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't want to live my life like that, you know? I just don't, you know. Like, I don't abuse alcohol. I barely drink alcohol anymore. I've stopped. I mean, almost to a point where it's like, I won't have a drink maybe but once or twice a month, if that.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
I betcha.
Well, I mean, I can, but it doesn't bother me if I don't drink.
That's good.
You know?
I can probably go like a week without drinking.
I don't sit there and miss it.
I know
I don't
that
miss
sounds bad,
it.
But
yeah.
That's good. I like to drink.
You know,
so do I.
Last weekend for the Super Bowl, I didn't have a drop of alcohol.
I did. I was like
not
the only
drop.
Person drinking. At the
Normally,
time.
When I go out, I do abuse alcohol.
See, but that's the thing. I don't go out anymore. So
that's the thing. Like I've been trying to. I owe the government a little bit of money, so I've been trying to not go out as much, so I could just
gotcha.
Fucking pay them off and,
gotcha.
And get rid of them. But
What yeah, Chris like, means by government is his weed deal. We got you.
But, when I go out, I drink a lot.
Mm.
But when I don't go out, I don't really drink that much. Like, I probably had the whole month of January, I don't even think I drank a 12-pack.
Right.
You know, I barely, you know, every now and then I'll sit at home and have a beer.
Yeah, I mean, regardless of what you drink, I mean, that's not a lot.
No, it's not.
You know,
go out, I drink that in the night.
It's not an addiction.
It's not. No. You don't need to drink to,
right.
like, function.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you can't. You can live without it. You know, you can go a long period of time without
and
a drop of alcohol.
Your body won't, like, go through, like, remission.
Withdrawals?
Withdrawals.
Yeah. Remission.
Oh, no. After I said it, I'm like, really?
Yeah. I'll take another 6-pack of cancer. But, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for those people. I mean, it just sucks. I couldn't, you know, I can never sit there and be like, I can't say my addiction to cigarettes, for instance. I can't compare that to people that have, like, you know, addictions.
A drug addiction.
Not saying that cigarettes won't kill me. Most likely it will. But
it's not
going to
kill you one day when you smoke a cigarette.
Smoking a cigarette's not going to stop me from driving a car.
Right.
It's not going to stop me from doing certain things. It's just. You know, it's just I'm killing myself with that.
Right.
You know, and it's
killing yourself.
Yeah, slowly.
You're killing yourself the way you eat.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, fat fuck.
That's
look
right.
at you.
That's right. And you know, I don't know.
Did you see CVS is going to stop selling cigarettes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't really buy from them much.
They're
like expensive.
They're going to take a $2 billion loss a year.
I feel like that's bullshit.
But you know what though? They can survive.
Have you ever bought cigarettes from CVS?
Never.
It's like fucking. $9 a pack.
They're really expensive, right?
Sometimes CVS has the better price.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Every time I bought there, I was just like, I should have just went.
I used to go there once a week. I stopped for the last few months now, but I used to go there once a week, usually on a Thursday, and they always had a special on cigarettes that I would want to buy. Yeah. And they were the ones that always, you know how you buy the Marlboros? Yeah, there's a plug. You know how you buy the Marlboros and it has $1 off the next pack?
Yeah.
They always had them in stock, whereas if you go to like a Wawa, or another convenience store, they would run out quicker.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, CVS always had them. It's like, well, I'm going there.
Right,
know?
Right. I hear.
I've never bought it because I'd always see that the shit was expensive. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but no. What are you going
to
do?
Well, it's too. They're taking a big loss on it, but apparently they're trying to make it more.
But they can. They'll survive. You know why?
Because they're $200 billion.
They're a fucking business. Pharmacy. That's their bread and butter.
They'll just raise the price on other shit.
Probably.
Their shit is already expensive as is.
They're shifting to be more of a healthcare place, not like a every day.
They're just trying to push me out altogether.
Yeah.
Healthcare. Yeah. I don't care about my health, obviously.
they're trying to be more healthcare related. Meanwhile, they have aisles and aisles of the worst fucking candy you could possibly buy.
Pepsi galore.
Yeah, get the fuck
potato
out of here.
Potato chips
shut
everywhere.
Up.
It's like, nice try.
Speak slower.
Did you say Twizzlers?
Speak slower. That's right. We need some mood music behind this. I love making music. Yeah, this is baby making music right here. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Snickers.
I love Snickers.
Creeping. Sweet Tarts.
Kit Kat.
Twix. That's a good one. Yeah. That's a sexy name right there for a kid.
It is.
Twix. Milky Twix does a body good.
I just bought
way.
So much candy
that's
of that
a good one.
Before I came
Milky Way.
Here. No. I love Milky Way. I didn't used to.
You know bring what I'm going to do to you, Twizzler?
I have a little tiny guy.
What are you, like a midget?
Hey, like a four-piece.
Oh, what is that?
Gotcha.
I have the rest of the candy I bought was for Jesus.
What is that?
It's a little four-pack of Russell Stover.
Oh. Wow, we're just plugging all kinds of good things.
Russell Stover, what's up?
Yeah, don't make him sound like he's Russell Simmons. Jesus Christ.
We got a prepaid phone card in there?
Oh. What the hell is that called? The cash card or something?
The Rush card.
The Rush card! Oh my god. You can get them on Amazon.com. Go through broadcast.com/JerseyJerks.
Click on the Amazon banner.
Click on the Amazon banner.
Yeah, don't do what
donate
I said.
Donate some monies.
Code name JerseyJerks.
This is all chewy, so I can't eat it yet.
What?
I'll sound like I have a dick in my mouth. Bye.
Chew away.
You want me to sound like that?
Absolutely.
It'll sound gross. No.
That'd be the most feminine you sounded on the show.
What? Shut up!
What? 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 What?
I'm going to eat my candy now.
Ew, you sound like Sling Billy. What?
You sure agree you got a nice piece of chocolate? No, you sound like Sling Blade, motherfucker.
I do not.
No, you sound like Nick Nolte. We already went there.
We did. That is Nick Nolte.
Oh, come on. We got peace.
Oh, my God.
You sound like you got one of those voice boxes.
Yeah. Oh, like, what's her name?
I'm Mary.
Yeah, she's dead.
Mary.
Yeah, she died.
Mary
yeah,
died?
She's yeah, she's dead.
She died.
Who would have thought?
What she died
so healthy.
She died. She crashed her car in NASCAR. She died of.
I don't know if it was an ironic death.
Yeah, no, there's nothing ironic about it. She had half her fucking neck missing. She looked like a Pez dispenser.
Oh, my God.
I'm Mary.
Her husband's dick got caught in her throat.
Her husband's Nick Nolte. I'm Nick, and I'm Mary.
Oh, that's funny.
Anyway, R.I.P. What's your face? or as what's her name? I think it was Venus Williams. Called him Seaman Philip, or wait, Philip
Seaman
Hoffmore.
No fucking way.
Yeah, in an interview. Oh, I'm here to see Philip Seaman Hoffmore. Are you? What do you think? You're at the AVN Awards?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she said it.
That's fucked up.
She had semen on her brain.
Apparently.
Are you sure about that? I don't know. I think she
she's a lesbian,
yeah,
right?
That's what I think. Yeah. I don't know.
She ever been with a man?
Common?
Like,
I don't know.
She was dating Common?
Really?
Fuck. It's bizarre. Pairing.
It's bizarre that you know that.
Yeah, I know, man. You got some fucking
you got
king
some
of useless knowledge
brain.
Right there.
Entertainment Tonight.
Good God. So is the other sister a lesbian too?
No, she's the feminine one.
She is?
Right?
I don't know. They look.
You damn dirty ape!
Jeez! Extremely racist.
They both kind of look like Hulk Smash, you know?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I thought that Serena was like more.
One feminine. Of them is a little bit more okay. feminine than the other one.
I think it's Serena. I think Venus is the man.
Venus? Venus Williams?
Yeah. Oh, did you say penis?
You can tell when you hear the clip on ESPN when they're playing tennis. Venus is
the penis.
Venus is the one that you hear when she hits the ball. She's like, "Arr, penis."
Arr. Yeah, she's a beast.
Here she, here's a clip of her playing tennis. That was after she won the Open.
Probably. She's nuts.
Oh, man. Wow, we really paid a good tribute to Philip Seymour Hoffman.
I know, we're talking about Venus Williams.
We're talking about her cock.
Oh, my God.
You want to hear her grunt when she...
Yeah, go ahead, you got it?
Yeah, well, let me it's both of them when they're playing
dogs. Really?
Yeah. See. Here we
go. That's fun.
Sounds like gay porn.
Oh, shit.
The manly one is Serena.
Oh, and Venus is the... Okay.
Yeah, Venus is the...
I would have expected the other way around. Probably because of the name.
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Bizarre.
A little grunting for you.
Yeah. I know. I left... That's kind of sounded nasty.
Yeah, well, they're known for that. I mean,
I remember there was this one chick. She was a shitty tennis player, but she was famous for her grunt. She was just, it just sounded disgusting.
I don't know many tennis people were disturbed
by it.
Yeah, when tennis comes on, I change the channel.
I'm sure tennis is more exciting than the past Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. God. Did you have, like, a team that you guys, like, wanted
I
to
really,
win?
I have a rule, okay? And I hate admitting this on the air. I'm an Eagles fan.
True.
And, well, we all are. But I have this rule where if a team makes it to the Super Bowl that has not won a Super Bowl in its history, I root against them no matter what. Even if it's like the Cowboys or Giants playing.
Now, has this always been your rule, or did Jeff email it to you?
Is this an original thought?
As far as I know, I don't remember.
Think that's okay.
Did you put this in the outline for tonight?
What the fuck is wrong with you people? Are you fucking with me? What the fuck is wrong with you? No, I don't remember discussing this with anyone. I always felt that I never wanted another team to have a Super Bowl before the Eagles.
Okay.
That's
a good one.
Because I don't want them to be the last ones.
They won't. Remember, we figured out that, like, fucking 14 teams. You just don't want them getting any closer. So the Seahawks winning was bad.
Yeah. And not to mention, it's even worse when you're friends with someone who's a Seahawks fan. Because it's like they knew the fucking... They basically knew the same pain and bullshit you went through because their team sucked just like my team sucks.
Right.
And now they got something that I've been waiting for my entire life, and it's like, what the fuck? You know?
It's like jealousy.
I really wouldn't call it jealousy. It's frustration.
Yeah.
Frustration.
It's really. I mean, you sit there and you invest all your emotion in watching your team play. You wait all year to see how well your team's going to play, if they're going to make it, if they have, you know, and it's just like, it's such a letdown when someone, you know, I mean, 2 years or 3 years ago, nobody cared about the Seahawks. Recently, last couple of years, their defense has been getting better. Then they get Russell Wilson, and he's an exciting player and whatever, fuck. And it's just like, oh, man, come on. Really? Yeah.
I like that they had a Seahawk at the game.
It's not. There's no such thing as a Seahawk.
Well, whatever that bird was.
It's a fucking hawk.
It was just a hawk?
There's no Seahawk.
It was like
exist.
Almost all white. Did you see the
Yeah,
bird?
The bottom of it's all black. The top of it's all white. It's some sort of hawk. It almost looks like an eagle.
So a Seahawk is not real?
It's not a real bird.
What?
Yeah, I hate to break it to you. Seagull. But I think
mean.
That's a little faggy to call a football team the Sea. The Seattle Seagulls.
Yeah. It sounds like a high school team.
I think that's a basketball team name. Oh, the Pelicans.
There's a NBA. Fucking Balco.
NBA.
A Balco.
It's a Balco.
Steroids, yeah.
She's stroking out for the third time.
There's a...
There's a...
There's a basketball team named the Pelicans? Uh-huh. I want to be a fan of them.
There's a football team named the Flamingos.
In college or something?
No, high school.
Oh. Is their uniforms pink?
Yeah.
Liar.
No.
No way.
No, I'm serious. They're pink in their uniform. It's not like all pink, but it's in there. They're based out of San Francisco.
How do you know that?
Oh, faggot in the room.
How do you know that?
I saw it online. Gotta well, love the internet.
The game was uneventful because, you know, the Broncos just...
Blowout.
I don't know what Peyton Manning was doing, but he was not there.
The best part of the game was Joe Namath looking all drunk when he came out to flip the coin.
Boy, there's a guy who wishes it was. There's a guy who wishes it was fucking freezing out.
Yeah.
Good God, he was like, it looked like he was wearing Chewbacca on his back.
I know, he looked like an asshole.
He really did.
He looked like a huge asshole.
He's always been.
I think he still thinks it's the '70s.
He's always been a huge asshole.
He was a douchebag.
I don't care if the team is winning.
I don't care if the team is winning.
Did he have like a pinky ring on and everything too?
He's a full-out pimp.
Ugh.
Really. It was odd to see him and Phil Simms stand next to each other because Phil Simms is such an uppity asshole.
Yeah.
You know? But he was all business, suit and tie, and fucking, you know, Joe...
Joe's strutting along.
Joe the Nature Boy Namath fucking came out.
Joe.
Yeah, he was fucking...
Broadway Joe, I'd
say. He looked like he was about... He had like six bitches waiting for him in a limo.
I saw that with all fur coats on as well.
Hmm?
They all had fur coats on too.
I was joking. I didn't even
no,
see that.
No, I did. I saw that.
He had bitches with fur coats with him?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I was just kidding. I didn't even know. Wow.
I was like, oh,
what
okay.
did you think of the halftime show?
That was very good.
Yeah.
That was very good. I was praising Bruno Mars. I think he's a fucking talented singer.
Mm-hmm.
He really... He killed good. It. He killed it.
He did.
It. Yeah. And I didn't know about the Chili Peppers not having their instruments hooked up until today.
Yeah, that's a... I mean, we noticed it when we were actually watching the game.
I wasn't looking at chords. I actually wasn't really watching as much as I was hearing it. So I really wasn't paying attention to the TV. But I was, you know... Look, man. If they didn't have a choice, they didn't have a choice. But
what the hell was that?
Good God.
Aliens?
But, you know, look, they already got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They don't have to prove shit
yeah.
to me. They obviously
people
can
are
play.
Killing them because they once said in
it's not
article,
their call. It was
is.
The NFL's call.
But they
call.
Said they would never put themselves in that position again.
Yeah, but the Super Bowl's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
And that's exactly what
it
they
is.
Said. It was a once-in-a-lifetime deal.
Who wouldn't want to play at the Super Bowl?
They were kicked off some British show, apparently, years ago.
Top of the Pops, I think it was, or something.
You might be right. I don't know what it was.
That's the big one over there.
But yeah. apparently they were told that they have to lay down a track, that they can't actually play their instruments. So what they did was, in protest, while they were doing the performance, they basically started throwing their instruments around and doing, like, air guitar. Because they thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, they
Flea
were like,
said he played with, like, a shoe at one point.
Yeah, he had a shoe. That's right. Mm. He had a shoe in his hand. And he was playing fucking bass on his shoe.
Yeah, Nirvana did the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, they were like, this is bullshit. But it was a smart PR move because it got them a lot more attention back at the time, you know? They were
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, well, these guys are nuts.
I mean, I think people forget that they're old now. They don't think the same that they did when they were 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
And they're fighting the man like they are the man now.
Right. They're the
you know?
Old man.
I don't see why it's a big fucking deal.
It is.
I get it. I get why it's a big deal.
I think
people.
It's more of a big deal when a singer lip syncs a song. I think
but,
that's a bigger
But when
travesty.
when you're doing a concert, you have a full day, maybe even a week, depending on what's going on in the stadium, to get everything right. Mm-hmm. At the Super Bowl, you have fucking, what, 10 minutes? You go to commercial, you come back, the concert's on.
But you know what, like, though? If that's the case, then maybe they should stop doing that.
I wish they would.
And they do something different.
It seems like nobody cares about the game anymore. It's all about the other bullshit.
Maybe they should have the halftime show hooked up via satellite from a venue in the same city where the Super Bowl
that
is.
That would be cool.
Yeah. That way they have all, you know what I mean?
That's like, a good idea.
Yeah, but then the Super Bowl tickets, you're not getting your money's worth.
The fuck are you talking about? People do not. No one in this fucking lifetime ever bought a Super Bowl ticket just for a halftime show.
No, but it's added to the thousands of dollars
you spend. I get that, you know, it's an extra added bonus to the ticket, but I don't think it would change
Pepsi
Super Bowl
would not go via satellite. I don't think they would.
I don't know.
It's Pepsi. They put so much money into it.
If you think about it, though, they could actually go a lot further with the halftime show if they did it via satellite, because they could have three different bands at three different venues, and then they could do one, then the other, you know, and they could have more in that little bit of time.
Remember they used to have marching bands, like back in the 80s? Yeah. Like they had marching bands, and then they would have like
the dog that caught the frisbee.
The dog. No. And then they would have like Disney produced stuff, and they'd sing like "It's a Small World." Like it wouldn't be anybody famous.
I remember that.
And then they'd have like the military men marching and shit.
And then it started in the early 90s with the
Whitney Houston boomed it, didn't she?
Oh, that was the
World
National
Series,
Anthem.
Wasn't it?
No, that was the National.
Oh,
Anthem.
That was the National.
Oh, was it for Super Bowl?
Yeah. There was some fucking no-name group that sang, and then another group, and then they had like the New Kids on the Block, and then it went from there. Oh,
there's a question for you guys. Speaking of National Anthem, what'd you think of the chick that sang the National Anthem?
I didn't say it.
She was an opera singer.
She was an opera singer.
Yeah, I know, but you noticed that you didn't notice. You didn't see it, but everybody that's been singing the National Anthem in the last few years, actually even longer, hasn't been able to hit the keys well.
It's one of the hardest songs in the world to sing.
She did a really good job, and it was real short. It was real shitty.
She didn't drag it?
No.
That's where they fuck up, when they drag it out.
Not just that.
They fuck it up.
That Land of the Free, that's where it starts going downhill.
Yeah, the longest. Because that's the longest.
And then you
right
have
there.
Those other assholes that fuck it up because they don't know the words.
Yeah.
Like fucking, what's his name? Who's the fucking runner's name?
Carl Lewis.
My God. Or fucking Roseanne Barr.
Ah, fuck you.
She rubs her snatch.
And Queen Latifah did America the Beautiful, didn't she?
Yeah, I saw that.
I didn't realize she could sing like that.
I didn't.
No?
I loved Queen Latifah when I was younger.
She's the queen, yo.
Yeah, but she didn't sound like that when she was younger.
No, but she sang. You don't remember UNITY?
You who you call
that
a bitch?
That wasn't a... But that's all she said, though. She rapped, and then she sang that.
Yeah, but you could tell that she sang.
Well,
and on that whole album, she had songs on that she sang. She didn't belt it out like that. No, she didn't do no wall
bounce. I mean, when I was younger, when she was big in music, I didn't even know she could sing. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know any of them could sing. I thought they just all rapped. No, I mean, rap is not singing.
No, it's not at all.
No, as far as I was concerned when I was younger, I didn't think any rap artist could actually sing.
Really?
I always thought, well, it's rapping. It's kind of like it's like saying Sinatra. Sinatra couldn't sing the National Anthem. He's a crooner.
Yeah.
He like
fresh Florida vegetable medley served with sirloin steak. Saute fresh zucchini, squash, and tomatoes. It's sure to be a family favorite.
I think it's me.
Freshfromflorida.com. Great recipe.
I haven't opened anything up in a while. Oh, I was.
Florida orange juice.
See what happens when I open up Google Docs?
Another goddamn plug tonight.
You worthless cocksucker.
We should be getting a check from them.
Yeah, no shit.
Jesus. I got Carl Lewis's National Anthem.
Oh, yeah, play it.
You ready for that? Well, I don't have the whole thing, but it's just a piece of
it. We don't want to hear
ready?
It. Nope.
Here we go. Oh.
Oh, oh. Chocolate briquette.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh my God.
Derek Coleman's going crazy. He's slapping his ass.
Oh
boy.
What the fuck's he talking about?
That is terrible.
How bad is that?
That's terrible.
That's terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
That's terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
That's Charles Barkley that says it like that.
Horrible.
Oh, you do sound like Barkley.
Yeah, I don't know why you turned me into the Swedish chef.
Borsi, 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 Borsi,
Borsi.
Oh my god. Really?
What?
Oh god. Oh shit.
So yeah, I thought the halftime show was good too.
Yeah, it was good.
Thought the commercials weren't very good.
No, nothing really stuck out to me. The Radio Shack.
Yeah,
commercial
that was good.
Cool.
Yeah, that one was cool.
That was kind of funny. I mean, yeah. it was different.
Yeah,
know?
It was way different.
Other than that, nothing.
You didn't like
the
Tebow commercials?
The Tebow commercials were funny.
I thought they were funny.
Yeah.
I
thought it was creative. I wasn't like blown away like, you know, commercials in the past.
Yeah.
Like that one commercial, I think it was like one of the first commercials, the one with Rob Riggle, and then it was that was fucking terrible. Wow, James Franco, everything he touches turns to shit. God damn. He's fucking awful.
How about Bob Dylan?
That was good. You know what? That was my favorite commercial.
That
was
a good commercial.
That was you know what? I love the way that was done.
Crazy. Yeah.
You thought he was selling out.
I didn't think he'd ever do anything like that. Has he done anything similar to that?
I don't know if why would you call it a sellout?
I mean, all of his music.
I don't think. I mean,
he was talking about American-made cars. I don't think that was selling out.
Selling out isn't taking money and promoting. And
how do you know he took the money?
I'm not calling him a sellout again. I'm
maybe
just reading.
Well,
you fucking just did. You just.
I'm not.
Yeah,
that's not my opinion.
Yeah.
I read that.
We got to make a song with that.
Yeah.
Oh, I already got something. I don't.
With that,
it's working on it. Yeah.
Sure.
I like
I've
the puppy.
I've read articles on and people get mad because he did this commercial.
Really?
Yes.
People got mad about that. They should have got mad about the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Always anti. Apparently he's anti. I don't know. I don't like Bob Dylan.
He's anti fucking politics. I don't know what this has to do with politics.
He wants peace.
He wants peace. Yes.
I want a peace.
Yeah, break him off a piece.
I like the commercial with the puppy and the horse.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah,
that was cute.
I missed a few. I couldn't watch the whole fucking thing.
It was tough.
Bored.
At the party that I was at halftime, like 8 people left.
But the game stunk.
And there was only like half the party left. I was like, shit.
So 8 people were left.
There was like 6.
8 people left and then there was 8 people left.
Yeah, there was like 6, I think.
So then it wasn't half. It was more than half.
A little bit more than half. Sorry.
Math lesson today?
I just seemed like there were the car commercials. I didn't know what they were talking about. Like I didn't know who they were representing.
That Sarah McLachlan one.
Yeah, she was making fun of herself.
That was
obviously
awesome.
Yeah. So that was pretty.
That
cool.
was that fucking
sold out.
Crazy dog. Did you see that?
Yeah,
shit?
It was terrible. Fucking terrible.
Yeah, there was nothing really that good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Maserati had a commercial.
Oh, you know what I missed? I don't even know what it was for. Someone please tell me. I saw you know how they were doing like previews of the upcoming Super Bowl commercials?
Yeah.
What was the Arnold one? I missed it.
Oh.
Did he do a commercial that I missed? What was it?
The one where he was in the gym?
I just saw him like warming up for ping pong.
They got this random guy that got in a limo. I don't know. They picked some random guy. He got in a limo with a bunch of girls. Then they took him to some place and Arnold, he played ping pong against Arnold. It was all like surprise. He didn't know it was going to be. It was all Budweiser?
Yeah,
Bud?
I think it was a beer commercial. Yeah. I don't remember who it was.
Yeah, it was supposed to like just be this surprise for this guy.
Wow.
They just picked this random dude.
Stop it!
He must be bored.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like any of the commercials either, really. They're all boring.
Yeah, it was a lame Super Bowl.
Yeah, and
they even said
the
viewership was down dramatically.
What? I heard it was the number
one most watched
Super Bowl ever.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, 4 out of the last 5 years, the Super Bowl was the number one watched show ever. And this one
it
just became the number one.
So this is the highest rated Super Bowl ever?
It's the highest rated TV show ever.
Yeah, ever.
Wow. Jerry Seinfeld must be pissed. Oh, I should have learned to play football.
Yeah, 111 million people watched it.
Hot. Omaha. Now, why say Omaha?
when they're playing in New Jersey.
Did you notice that everything great during the Super Bowl was New York, but anytime something went wrong, it was New Jersey?
Shit, is fucking irritating, man. Seriously, like, if New York is so fucking proud of it, then, you know, build your own fucking stadium.
They don't have any room.
Well, blow up MSG. Nobody fucking goes there anyway.
What's MSG?
Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that, I think that's shutting
it's
down.
It's the shit they put in Chinese food. No MSG.
Fat pig.
Fuck you.
They just redid MSG.
Whatever.
In 10 years,
as far as I'm concerned, I think the terrorists missed. That's where they really want the fucking Chrysler planes into.
Doing a Rangers and Devils game.
Oh, God, that'd be something. No, Penguins. I'd rather see Penguins go
down. Penguins go down? I will take us. Yeah.
Rangers, Penguins, man. Love to see them two explode.
Boom. Boom.
Boom. Yeah, it's frustrating to see them, like, pro-New York, New York this, New York. No mention in New Jersey.
Right. No, the only mention in New Jersey was New Jersey Transit. Yeah. Because they couldn't get the people to the game. Do you know, you were not allowed to walk to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you had a parking pass, you were not allowed to drive to the game. And you were not allowed to take a cab or a limo or anything like that. You could either pay, like, $50 to take a bus, or you had to take New Jersey Transit.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And yeah, from what I was reading, the NFL told New Jersey Transit to expect about 14,000 people to take mass transit to the game. Now, they know how many parking passes they sold.
No sense. Yeah.
They know how many people paid for bus passes because it's all NFL regulated.
Right.
How did they not know 30,000 people were going to show up at the train station? Would they think people weren't coming? The NFL fucked this up. Big time.
They fuck shit up? That's all they do is fuck up.
Blame it on Christie.
Seriously.
He's a fat fuck. He really is, that fucking guy.
Yeah, that's funny. You're right. All the good shit. New York, New York, New York.
As soon as something happens, like New Jersey can't do
that. Now, that's what I don't understand. Like, okay, see how we're close? We're people listening, we're located literally 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia. Literally. Give or take 2 or 3 minutes, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And we don't consider ourselves Philadelphians, you know? Now, Marco, Chris, and myself were actually born and lived for a certain amount of time in Philly, like our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, we moved to South Jersey. But we consider ourselves from New Jersey now. I mean, born in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we moved up out the hood.
Marco, born and raised. In West Philadelphia, born and raised. Yeah.
On the playground.
It's where he spent most of his days.
Right. Yes, I did.
But we don't sit there and be like, you know, we root for Philly teams because we grew up.
We don't have any fucking teams.
Well, that too. I mean, yeah, I'm not rooting for the Devils or what used to be the Nets when they were around. Yeah. You know, forget that.
Well, they're 2 hours away from us. Our local teams are Philadelphia.
But this is the point I'm making, okay? You can't. I hate the people that live in North Jersey and root for New York teams or call themselves New Yorkers. They do. That's what they do.
I know.
And I don't understand that. It just doesn't make any sense to me. New York this, New York that, New York. Dude, you live in fucking Pomona or whatever the fuck, you know, was up there.
T-neck.
Yeah, T-neck. Red Bank.
Ass neck.
I think at one point they wanted to make New Jersey two states and have North Jersey and South Jersey instead of just New Jersey.
Jesus, like, what are we, fucking Korea now?
Yeah.
North
Korea.
Well,
neither one of us want to be affiliated with one another.
Well, that's the thing.
You know?
Oh, it's a shithole up there.
Yeah.
Well, see,
like
that's
that,
what's so funny. You call it a shithole, but over there, it's like a fucking kingdom. Like, they think it's like a kingdom. Mm-hmm. They think we're the shithole.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everybody up there is like the faggots you see in Jersey Shore. You know, and everyone down here is more like, you know, laid back. No, there's no fucking Guidos like that as much up there, you know, like it is up there. There is some here, unfortunately.
There are some.
Dago, get any what? Greaseball, right. Goombas.
Dago Bar. I picked up a chicken at Dago Bar once in hairy armpits. it's ridiculous. Like, we shit on them, they shit on us. I mean, it's
the whole thing.
Really. I mean, if New Jersey just had their own teams from the get-go, maybe things would have been different. But, you know, people that live around here and they're like, oh, I'm a Giants fan. Why? You're nowhere near them. You're 100 fucking miles away. You know?
I never understand it.
You know, even the Jets I would almost understand, but I still don't because they're called New York, but yeah. they also play in fucking Jersey at the same fucking place. It's like, come on. Really?
That's weird.
Fucking ridiculous.
I know. The whole situation is weird.
I was hoping MetLife would implode.
That would have been great.
A shitty stadium, too.
Why don't they have it at the Link?
It's fucking brand new, and it looks like
waste of crap. What's that?
Why don't they have it at the Link?
Well, that's why they did this experiment, which apparently went well now because the weather subsided.
Jeffrey Miller's all over it.
Yep,
all over it.
They really should. They should have a Super Bowl.
It would bring in a lot of revenue.
Hells yes.
But it would fucking make my life a living
hell. Exactly. Oh, you want it?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Unless the Eagles. It would be great, though, to go to the Link to watch the Eagles in the Super Bowl if they made it.
Yeah.
That would be cool. But you can't predict that.
Well, you're going to have the same restrictions that you probably had in North Jersey. It's going to be no tailgating, so even if you don't have tickets, you won't be able to get near the stadium.
I'm 15 minutes away. But I get liquored up at home and take the fucking train over.
You can't stop people from walking to there. I mean, how are you going to stop?
They did it at MetLife.
MetLife, there's no neighborhood there. Like, that's a South. You can do it in Philly.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little
South Philly
different
is
of a
right it's, in it's, the middle of the neighborhood. Yeah. Did they let people park there? So, no, you couldn't park there. Even though they have parking at MetLife.
Parking pass.
Yeah, they made 13,000 spots available.
Okay.
$150 a piece, right?
I don't know. I don't see how much it was.
All that money.
Fucking cunts.
And yet they want over 1,000 volunteers. They don't want to pay anybody to work.
They're tax exempt. all the money they make is theirs. It's fucking crazy. Yeah. They should give out tickets for free.
Yeah.
They were begging for volunteers.
Volunteers.
Fuck you.
Cheap fucks.
That's how the rich get richer.
Yeah. Fucking assholes. Oh, well. I mean, we have another year to worry about the next one. Yeah, where is the next one? Is they say yet?
I know it's already picked. I just don't remember where. I think they have it planned like 2-3 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't remember.
Name a place. Arizona.
Brazil.
Somewhere in Florida.
It's the World Cup, right?
This year.
Mm-hmm. Brazil.
A lot of people are going to leave with AIDS.
Yeah, no shit. Whoa. God damn. Coming off the plane, you can get HIV.
In Brazil?
Oh, yeah.
Would they sell it at the airport?
No, it's in the air. Yeah. You guys saw it in the air tonight? That's what they were talking about.
Should have AIDS.
Only Darth Vader and Bane can survive in Brazil.
The weather's lovely here.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about that fucking restaurant.
Bomb.
Literally. Yeah, the Middle Eastern family.
Syrian,
thank you.
Which is awesome.
They're from the Middle East.
Yeah, they're Middle Eastern. Yeah. But I like that they're from... No, I like that they're specifically from Syria.
Right. Yeah, so anyway, it's Detroit, Miss.
Yeah,
they opened
Michigan.
They bought a previously owned sandwich shop or something, and they fixed it up and renamed it The Bomb.
The Bomb Fast Food.
The Bomb Fast
Food. Because they have a sense of humor. You know what? I don't even know what kind of food they're going to sell.
It
said it in the article. It was
something American, something and American foods.
Middle Eastern,
yeah,
some sort of Middle Eastern and American food.
Camel,
like a camel burger.
I don't know.
Jihad burger.
Yeah, it's like super spicy.
The Jihad special sauce.
Curry bombs.
Special sauce is blood.
Oh God.
All their fries are in a little paper turban.
They're not fries, they're fingers.
Oh, my God.
These are from all the women who didn't listen.
I'm going to bomb that place.
This is a new name of finger foods. Welcome to the bomb. Where our food will explode with flavor in your mouth.
Ay-yay-yay!
We should do a fucking commercial for them.
We should.
Maybe we'll get their attention like $2 hot dog. I forgot what the website said. Shit. They have a signature sandwich. It's like a something fajita. I don't know what it is. It's like something whatever. It's a different type of fajita or whatever. A dirty fajita. Sandy fajita.
Curry dirty sandy fajita.
Dirty bomb.
Yeah, dirty bomb.
Dirty bomb.
Number one.
Yeah. I'll take the C4.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
Is that with or without toxic gas?
Yeah. C4 extra anthrax.
Don't try to funnel cake with the flour on it.
Oh my God.
It's not powdered sugar. It's gunpowder. They dye all their fucking powder sugar black. Gunpowder on your funnel cake.
Oh, all the servers wear burkas.
Oh man, that's so fucking funny. Christ.
I think it's funny they have a sense of humor about it.
Yep. See, I don't know how to feel about it. I'm kind of twisted with it.
I don't think that they
Michigan
East Point. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
East
think it's Point. Like a shot at America.
Well, no, their purpose is not because of like the whole bombing stuff. They're saying like once you eat our food, it's the bomb.
The right. Bomb kind of, fajita.
The bomb feet. Oh, never mind. I thought it was more dramatic than that. No. Boy.
Very anticlimactic.
Yeah, right. they're doing it like, you know, hey, if, you know, our food is the bomb. Apparently, they must be in an all-black neighborhood, I'm assuming, if they're doing it. But still, they're Syrian. It's kind of like, you had to go with that one, huh? You know,
yeah, it's very controversial.
It's funny. Yeah, I mean, it could have been worse.
Listen,
it could have been worse.
If a regular Middle Eastern restaurant opens in Detroit, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
The fact that they called it the bomb got it on fucking online. I'm sure it was on the local news.
Here's the thing, though. Who do you think's going to be going there? You think anyone will just go there?
People are bitching. White people are bitching about the name. They're saying they should change the name.
It's not. But again, they didn't go to. It's not like they called it 9/11 Deli. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it.
Yeah.
Would you like extra ash on your sandwich?
Oh my God.
Special of the day, Twin Tower onion rings.
I'll have my Coca-Cola in a Tower One.
Oh my God.
I'll take the Building 7 special.
They're
going to hell, man. I'm so sorry to all the fucking people that have any fucking repercussions from that day. I'm just playing. I actually feel fucking terrible about it. But it is funny.
They're probably going to make them change the name, though.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, they did it to, like, what's that cheesesteak place in South Philly called Chinks?
Yeah, Chinks.
And it's been around for like 60 fucking years because it's their last name. And they changed their name. They just changed it last year.
I'll take a pepper steak. Jesus Christ.
But it was their last name.
Yeah, I know. Again, that's okay. Now, if the last name was Bin Laden's for this, like, you know, this bomb restaurant, that'd be a little tough, you know? Could you imagine?
No.
Welcome to Bin Laden's!
No, the place would get burned down.
What are we, Al-Qaeda?
Yes! Speaking of Al-Qaeda...
It was featured on the Food Network, too.
Was it? The bomb?
Yeah.
No shit. What, Guy Fieri think it was the bomb?
Yeah. So they're getting the recognition.
Good for them.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? Gives a shit. A bomb. I think it's great.
I don't know if I would like Middle Eastern cuisine.
I've actually had
sandwiches.
Just a sandwich shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a deli. It's like, used to be a deli.
They got pancakes for breakfast, eggs. Yeah, it's just.
Oh, I ate at Bob Evans over the weekend.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
The bomb.
It was banging.
It?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Sausage and gravy, baby.
It was good. I ate everything. It reminded me of that pancakes.
The bomb.
The bomb. Bob Evans. What's up?
The bomb Bob fajita. Evans. The bomb fajita. It comes with a stick of dynamite.
And some tape.
That's
it's a little controversy. People want the name to go away, but get a sense of humor. Come on. Give the fuck.
Not only it's none of your fucking business. If you don't like it, don't eat there.
Yeah, don't.
No shirts, no sandals, no service.
No suicide vest.
That's what's in a Happy Meal. Like, suicide vest.
It's a piece of a suicide vest. Yeah. If you keep buying it, you can make it.
You know how they tear down like a stadium and they give you, you can buy a little piece of it? It's the same thing. These from the London underground bombing.
Oh my God.
She's from the like
piece of, you put it,
yeah, there's like a piece of train.
Each piece.
So wrong.
Mommy, look, I think I have a skull fragment in mine.
Grand prize is the black box.
That would be kind of cool.
Flight.
That's cool if you pull up to the drive thru and there's a black box.
Everything they give you, instead of in bags, it's in a black box.
Oh
Jesus Christ.
Welcome to the bomb. How can I take your order?
Yeah, I'll have order your Al-Qaeda cookies. And oh, man. Sucks. It's fucking funny, though. I'm not going to lie. I heard the wife was, like, so against it. The wife of the owner.
Yeah.
She was like, no.
She should know her fucking role. And fucking shut up.
But she knows in her culture, her opinion means nothing.
Right.
So that's why it's still called the bomb.
As it does in America.
Yeah. It's a little more well known over there than here. That's why women here have black eyes.
Oh my God.
Over there, they don't have opinions.
They don't.
If they have opinions, they don't have hands.
Right.
They cut them off.
Therefore, there go the fries.
All
the
go.
Women that didn't listen.
Gotta get them somewhere.
I'll have a
4-piece of lady fingers.
Yeah,
please.
I have a large order of fried fingers. French fingers.
Dessert lady fingers.
Ah!
With some caramel. Goat blood.
Oh man.
For dipping sauce, we have sand.
Yes.
Sand.
Oil.
And more sand.
Oil.
Oil from my armpits.
No, tar, like oil.
And camel piss.
They must have, like, the craziest names for their fucking burgers. They got it. Like, I'm sure they probably include camel in there.
No, they're all regular names.
Really?
Like the bomb burger.
Ah.
Yeah,
the bomb burger and the bomb fajita.
It's all bomb. It's bomb sandwiches, bomb burger.
That's just, yeah. It's just boring then.
That is boring.
Bomb fries, bomb
get
burger,
creative.
Bomb soda.
They only got creative with the name and that's it. It's lame-o.
Bombay? The Bombay fajita. Unfucking believable. What is wrong with this fucking world? Seriously. Some crazy shit going on, man.
Yeah, man.
I just hate that people are complaining about it. If you don't like it, don't go there.
Yeah. If you don't spend money there, don't go out of business.
That's it. That's all it comes down to.
Don't fucking spend your money there if you don't like it.
Everybody has a cause. Everybody wants to get involved in stupid shit.
Don't fucking open it in a fucking state that has no money, though. I mean...
Yeah, that kind of, they probably got a really good deal on the property.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably an interest-free loan because they're not from this country.
Camels. They still do that?
I'm sure they do.
Six camels, two donkeys it cost us.
And my daughter.
And my daughter's virginity.
She's eight. She's a little old to be a virgin, but you can
it's
take
okay.
it.
Okay, we had her circumcised. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
We cut off her clit.
We cut off everything. It's just a big innie.
Big innie?
Just a big open wound.
Looks like a huge belly button down there.
It's okay. She has no feeling. No feeling. Just pour some oil in there. Nah, it'll be fine. No.
It's got to be a train wreck down there.
Jesus. Telling you, man, it's some weird shit. Every year that passes, there's always more weird shit going on.
It's gonna keep getting weirder.
Yeah, and I hate to do this now, being that it's so late, but the weirdest thing that I've seen is the mannequin thing. The guy fucking a mannequin in the window.
Oh my god!
That is the craziest shit.
He was going to town like it was a lady. Like all
you
got.
You got to put the link of the video on our website.
All right, I will.
Because it's crazy. What was his deal? Like, is he insane?
He was supposed to be
like robbing the joint. Like he just,
that mannequin must be fucking smoking. Seriously,
it's a plain mannequin.
I don't get it.
It was bizarre. Oh my god! Is this from the movie?
I see this movie.
Yeah. I love this movie.
Yeah.
I love this.
Maybe the mannequin
he
came
was like
alive.
Talking dirty to it.
Yeah, maybe the mannequin was
it
alive.
It did not. That mannequin
well,
was raped.
We wouldn't see it. We wouldn't see it.
That mannequin was
it
raped.
It was raped. No, no.
Jesus.
Oh my god. Clearly the guy was mental.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, or he was on drugs or something. I don't know.
Drugs.
They haven't said they haven't said drugs yet.
They don't need to. Seriously. Yeah, I don't think anyone in their right mind would publicly fornicate with a fucking
I didn't think he thought there was cameras, so I thought he was in the privacy of the department store.
The privacy of God, you look good.
Ew, it really looks like that. Like he's like
He was probably seducing it.
Oh yeah.
How are you?
What's your name, honey?
And he starts feeling her boob, then he starts licking it.
You like that,
white
don't
skin.
You?
I'm hungry. Take those breasts out.
That's so gross.
You like that, don't you?
God.
Yeah, you like that. You like when I touch it like that.
Ugh.
Crazy.
Poor mannequin.
Yeah, well.
Another statistic.
You know, it's her fault. She didn't try to run.
I mean, she was naked.
She was.
See, she was asking for it.
She was asking for it. Like,
poor.
Like most rapes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if she had clothes on, she never would have been raped.
Exactly. And she was asking for it. Mm-hmm. She was probably looking
standing there all stiff and pale.
Not only that, having that blank look on her face, not even trying to look like she didn't want it.
She didn't say no.
No, she didn't. It's her fault.
See, it's not rape then. If she didn't say no.
No.
Not rape.
No. She could have called for help. She could have ran. She didn't.
It's women like that. They give us all a bad name.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
She's a whore.
That's right.
Hate the whore.
A fucking whore.
Yep, you asked for it.
She's a whore.
That made me.
You little whore.
Die.
It's a putain, this one.
What's that? Is that whore in Spanish?
It's a word.
It's a putain.
Is that
she's
whore?
Even worse. She's a whore.
What?
What was the putain?
That's whore in Italian.
Well, then what was the other one?
Bhutan. There was both of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They sounded like completely different
words.
Well,
they're two different. There were two different people saying it.
But one sounded like a different word completely.
No, go ahead, Chris. Play her the Bhutan one.
Statsy the Bhutan.
Now play the
other
one.
It's a Bhutan, this one.
How should I hear it now? I hear the difference.
You don't have all the marbles. You're out of your fucking mind.
Oh.
You sick cunt.
Stupid woman.
Listen to yourself. You sound demented.
Crazy bitch.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Huh?
Bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
Bitch song.
What the fuck?
Jesus, is this fucking necessary?
Oh, Christopher.
All right, you guys want to wrap it up?
Let's wrap it up. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will be here next week, and...
Will you?
I won't, but we might... I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Please go to Facebook and like the Jersey Jerks page. I worked very hard on it. I appreciate it.
Like my balls.
Like my balls. We're also
my fucking balls!
We're also on Twitter.
Deck my balls.
Jersey Jerks.
Balls. Deck my balls.
Make sure you go to riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks. We have a donate button. Hit it. Donate some monies. Go to the... Hit the Amazon banner if you need to, like, do any...
Veiny
I
dicks.
Keep stalling because I know you guys are going to say
veiny
something.
Veiny dicks.
What the fuck?
Click on the Amazon button if you need anything from Amazon, and everything is there. And we'll see you next week.
What the fuck?
Thank you.
What?
Do you guys like dark chocolate?
Bye, nigga!
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.